Next is lying. See also dishonest. This means to not be truthful. And we need more honesty to see things as they really are. We need more discernment to discern between the truth and the lie. We need more love. It would not be loving to lie to anyone or to lie to God, and it certainly would not be loving our own soul. And we need anger at lying spirits because they're one of these appealing ones. We usually get our first lying spirits to get out of trouble somehow, and we think this spirit is our friend and he can help us out in all these situations. So we're probably going to need some anger to see through him and say, no, this is not helping me. This is killing me. And Exodus 20, verse 16.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
It is one of the Ten Commandments. Even people in a Tract 2 depth of spirit were accountable for telling the truth. So we in Tract 3, certainly we are accountable for being truthful. Exodus 23:7.
Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked.
So we want to stay far away from lying. Leviticus 19:11.
Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely. Neither lie one to another.
And Colossians 3:9.
Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds.
So lying is a part of the old man. If we've put that off, if we want to put that off, that spirit must be stopped. Proverbs 6:16, 17, and 19.
These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a lying tongue, and a false witness that speaketh lies.
So out of the seven that God picked out, lying turned up twice. God really hates that one. Proverbs 19:5.
A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape.
And Proverbs 19:9.
A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish.
Do we want to live? Proverbs 30, verse 8.
Remove far from me vanity and lies.
There's a good, short, fast answer. Remove far from me vanity and lies. If we learn these scriptures where they're quick in our mind, we've got an answer when spirits want to tempt us to tell a lie. Proverbs 14:5.
A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies.
Do we want to be a faithful witness for God? Do we want to be a minister of his words? Then we cannot lie. Zephaniah 3:13.
The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies. Neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth.
Again, if we want to be God's people, lying will not work. James 3:14.
Lie not against the truth.
And Psalms 101, verse 7.
He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight.
None of these distinguish between a little white lie and a big black lie. It's just an absolute. Lying will not work. We will not have the things of God.